Welcome to Project Renew, a haven where nurses come to find peace, clarity, and rejuvenation. I'm Yona, your fellow nurse and host, passionate about guiding you towards a renewed sense of mental and emotional well-being. In each episode, we'll dive into the heart of what it means to care for others while also caring for ourselves. We'll explore themes of resilience, self-care, and healing, all tailored to the unique experiences of nurses. This is more than a podcast. It's a community where we come together to support, uplift, and empower one another. Whether you're seeking a moment of tranquility in a busy day or a companion in your journey of self-care, you're in the right place. So let's embark on this journey of restoration and renewal, creating a space where your mental health is the priority. Hello and welcome back to our Project Renew podcast. It's Yona here, ready to share another episode filled with insights and heart. I hope you're all finding a moment of calm and inspiration in your busy nursing lives. Before we delve into today's topic, let me share a bit about myself for those who are new to our community. I'm not only your guide through your discussions, but also a fellow nurse and the proud founder of Project Renew. Our mission here is all about breathing new life into nursing, focusing on mental health, effective communication, and now the intricate art of giving feedback. Today's episode, The Art of Giving Feedback in Nursing, Tips for Constructive Communication, is close to my heart. We're going to explore how we can share our insights and suggestions with colleagues in a way that's constructive, kind, and truly beneficial. So let's get ready to learn, share, and grow together. This episode is part of our ongoing journey to restore, revitalize, and renew the mental health and professional growth of nurses. A critical aspect of this growth is learning the art of both giving and receiving constructive feedback. Let's ponder this thought-provoking quote. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. This simple yet powerful statement by Ken Blanchard underscores the vital role that feedback plays in our professional development. It's about nurturing growth, fostering understanding, and building stronger nursing teams. In today's world where nursing is more challenging than ever, effective communication is key. Constructive feedback is a tool that can help us all become better at what we do. It allows us to learn from each other, improve our skills, and ultimately provide better care to those who need us most. In the world of nursing, it's not just about the clinical stuff. It's a journey of learning, growing, and of course, giving and receiving feedback. Let me tell you a couple of stories that really hit home on this topic. So there's this newbie nurse, full of heart and passion to make a difference. You could see her dedication, and she was still trying to figure out the ropes of the job. During one crazy busy shift, I noticed she was struggling with some time management and prioritizing patient care. Instead of calling her out in the chaos, I waited for a quieter moment to talk. I started by praising her genuine care for patients, then gently brought up what I noticed. I shared some tips and let her know I was there to support her. The key was making it clear that this conversation was about helping her grow, not tearing her down. It wasn't an easy talk, but it made a difference in her improvement and our colleague bond. On the flip side, I've been on the receiving end of feedback too. Once my mentor sat me down for some real talk about my communication during high stress moments. At first, it stung. And I got a bit defensive. But looking back, I realized it was all about helping me get better at what I do, not a personal attack. Taking that feedback to heart changed how I handled tough conversations, especially in high-pressure situations. It wasn't a smooth ride, but it made me a more effective nurse and a communicator. These stories taught me that feedback in nursing isn't just about pointing fingers. It's about lending a helping hand. It's a two-way street where we support each other in becoming the best versions of ourselves. It's all about empathy and the shared journey to excellence. Okay, imagine yourself right in the thick of it, in the heart of a demanding shift, the relentless hum of fluorescent lights overhead, the symphony of monitor beeps, and a never-ending list of tasks keeping you on your toes. In the midst of this orchestrated chaos, you spot a fellow nurse you deeply respect making a repeated mistake.
Oh no.
The pressure of the moment mounts, and without a second thought, you pull them aside. Your intention is to be helpful, but the words that escape your lips come out sharper than you needed. You watch as their face registers a mix of surprise and disappointment, their enthusiasm visibly dimming under the weight of your poorly delivered feedback. The sounds of the ward blur into the background as you come to a startling realization. It wasn't your intention to be harsh, but the shifts, stress, and the environment's urgency hijacked your approach. You see it in their eyes, that combination of hurt and confusion. It's a moment that could have been a golden opportunity for growth, but instead, it transformed into an emotional wound. In the high-stakes world of nursing, amidst the whirlwind of long shifts and demanding environments, delivering constructive feedback often becomes a steep challenge. The problem we face is multi-layered. In the midst of managing patient care under intense pressure, our focus is spilt. We might recognize a teachable moment, but the chaos of the environment can make our feedback come out rushed or harsher than intended. This not only affects the receiver's morale, but can also hinder effective learning. Moreover, our own stress and emotional fatigue can cloud our judgment, making it harder to approach feedback with the necessary empathy and clarity. The result? Feedback that's meant to be constructive can unintentionally cause hurt or misunderstanding, impacting team dynamics and individual growth. Recent studies across the United States and Canada have illuminated the profound impact of effective feedback in nursing. These insights reveal that constructive feedback is more than just an exchange of words. It's a pivotal tool in enhancing nursing practice. For instance, a study from the American Journal of Nursing showed that when feedback is delivered thoughtfully and regularly, it leads to significant improvements in patient care. Nurses reported feeling more confident in their skills and more aligned with the best practices. In Canada, research from the Canadian Nurse Journal found that when feedback is part of a supportive learning culture, it boosts job satisfaction and reduces turnover rates. Nurses who receive regular constructive feedback felt more valued and were more likely to stay in their positions, contributing to a stable and experienced workforce. In addressing the art of giving feedback in nursing, exploring evidence-based strategies that promote constructive communication is essential. Here are three fundamental approaches to enhance our feedback techniques, each offering a fresh perspective. Number one, constructive dialogue. Focus on honest conversations, emphasizing growth and development. Engage in thoughtful discussion that highlights both strengths and areas needing improvement. This approach encourages genuine and meaningful feedback exchanges. Number two, empathetic feedback. Practice active listening and empathy when providing feedback. Create a safe space for nurses to express their thoughts and feelings and acknowledge their perspectives. This approach fosters trust, understanding, and collaboration, making feedback more effective and less confrontational. Number three, timely reflection. Deliver feedback promptly and consistently. Avoid letting issues linger and address them as soon as possible. This approach ensures that feedback remains relevant and actionable, preventing minor concerns from escalating into more significant problems. Remember, after offering feedback, it's equally important to prioritize self-care. Whether it's a moment of mindfulness, a short walk, or simply taking a few deep breaths, nurturing your emotional well-being enables you to continue providing feedback compassionately and effectively. As we wrap up our conversation on the art of giving feedback in nursing, I encourage you, our listeners, to take a moment and reflect. How can we transform our approach to feedback, making it a tool for growth and connection rather than a source of stress? Think of the last time you gave feedback. Did it strengthen your relationship with your colleague, or did it create tension? How can you approach it differently next time? When receiving feedback, how do you usually respond? Do you listen openly, or do you find yourself getting defensive? What can you do to be more receptive? Consider your work environment. How often do you see constructive feedback being practiced? Is there room for improvement? As we draw near the end of today's episode, where we've delved into the art of giving feedback in nursing, let's take a moment to absorb the profound insights we've uncovered. We've explored the transformative power of effective feedback, the significance of delivering it constructively, and practical strategies like constructive dialogue, active listening, and timely reflection that elevates our nursing practice. Allow this wisdom to resonate deeply. The greatest gift you can give someone is the space to be themselves without the threat of you leaving. This poignant quote encapsulates the very heart of constructive feedback in nursing. It's about nurturing one another's growth while honoring each individual's unique journey. And as we look forward to our next episode, how nurses can take control of their healing journey, let us remember the guiding light of Project Renew. It's not just a project, it's a lifeline, a sanctuary for revitalizing your mental health and an embodiment of our commitment to your well-being. In our upcoming session, we'll immerse ourselves in empowering techniques that enable nurses to navigate stress, prioritize self-care, and tap into their inner resilience, all while embracing the profound message of Project Renew. It promises to be a soul-stirring journey, equipping you to seize control of your well-being and flourish both personally and professionally. Until then, always remember that in the world of nursing, you're never alone. We stand together, rejuvenating one heartbeat at a time. And that wraps up today's episode of Project Renew. I'm Yona, and it's been a real joy sharing this time with you. As nurses, we know that nurturing our mental health is as crucial as caring for our patients. My hope is that today's conversation has brought you a bit of solace, enlightenment, or perhaps a chance to pause and reflect. If this episode resonates with you, please consider subscribing and spreading the word among your nursing colleagues. We're in this journey together, and your support means everything. Stay connected with us for more inspiring stories and practical advice at www.projectrenew.co. This is your go-to resource for rejuvenation and growth in our demanding but rewarding field. Tune in to our next episode for more engaging discussions and tips to help you thrive in your nursing career. Until then, take care of yourself as well as you take care of others. Here's to restoring, revitalizing, and renewing our spirits, one episode at a time. Farewell for now, and a heartfelt thank you for joining us on Project Renew.